Dr. Bill Lyle, and I practice obstetrics and gynecology. I'm board certified in obstetrics and gynecology, and I'm licensed to practice medicine in both Florida and Alabama. Yesterday did not come as any surprise that the Senate decided that they were going to block the Live Birth Protection Act. I've spent my career having healthy moms and healthy babies, and we work every day to achieve that goal. And just the fact that the Democrats say that a baby that is strong enough to survive an attempted abortion and comes out and is kicking and is screaming and has a heartbeat, that this is now a decision that should be left up to the mother and the physician is just crazy. The patient is a person no matter how small. I want to read from you about informed consent. This is an ACOG committee opinion. ACOG is the American College of Obstetricians and Gynecologists. It is a governing body that tells me how to practice medicine. Listen to what they say regarding a patient. Now, a patient is a person, correct? Now, a patient, who is the patient? If somebody is getting a blood transfusion, are they a patient? Yeah. As early as 19 weeks gestation, we can give blood transfusions to the babies in the womb directly into their umbilical cord. Why do they need a blood transfusion? Because the mom's antibodies are attacking the baby's body because the baby is a different person. Other centers around the country are now doing heart valvuloplasty, septoplasty, and spina bifida corrective surgery as early as 22 weeks gestation. If you're getting a blood transfusion, if you're having heart surgery, if you're having spine surgery, you are a patient, very clearly. Informed consent. Seeking informed consent expresses respect for the patient as a person. It particularly respects a patient's moral right to bodily integrity. You say, well, the baby can't understand an informed consent. They cover that as well. A surrogate decision maker should be identified to provide a substituted judgment, which is a decision based on what the patient would have wanted. The baby is the patient. The baby would not want to be killed. If a patient's wishes are unknown, the surrogate makes a decision according to what's in the best interest of the patient. Death is not in the best interest of the patient, and the baby / patient would not choose death in their best interest. This is very, very clear. Shame on the Democrats for saying that the baby on the outside, let alone the baby on the inside, is not a person, because they are clearly patients. A patient is a person, no matter how small. If you have comments or questions, get a hold of me through my website, prolifedoc.org. God bless you, and I'll talk to you later.